man, here we go again. Up early, feed the dog, out the door, traffic, at the office, boss in some kind of mood today, no time for lunch, annoying coworker, no time to relax, bedtime. Then we gotta do it all again? No way. Because the best way to break up the mundane every day is to play at Wild Rose Casino and Resort. Slots, tables, sports, and a whole lot of perks when you join and play with your club wild card. So, let's play Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Clinton.
Jim? Did you set up for this segment?
Yes.
He set it up for this.
That's okay.
Is it set up?
No, it doesn't look right.
Would you go check it, Jim? Will I?
It's not what I usually see. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Let him do his magic before
let
I
our operations manager come in and do his thing.
Off we go.
There you go.
All right. HogFanatic.com brought to you by Patrick Eads and his staff at Deary Brothers Ford on Mormon Trek. Steve Anderson, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Mike's E-Keys for Cars. Tavern Blue on the Coralville Strip. GT Carr and his crew at Supple's Building and Remodeling. Supple's Flowers, home of 1-800-800-ROSE. The Midtown Family Restaurants. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City. Premier Automotive in North Liberty. The Ox Yoke Inn in the Amanas. Streets Maintenance. And Dr. Lance Forbes, Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids. Here's Tom Suter and Pat Hardy from HawkFanatic.com.
Well, thank you very much for the heartfelt introduction, Captain Steve. Mr. Hardy, good day, sir.
Good morning.
How are you feeling?
Like I do every Monday when I'm in here.
Excited? Ready to go? Energized?
It's always about the same. I'm like Kirk and Fran, not too high, not too low. Forge ahead.
All right.
That's the best I can give you.
Well, that's pretty good, though.
9 o'clock on a Monday.
Yeah.
You've been here, what, 6 hours?
Five.
You're knee deep into this day already.
Yes.
You're ready for it to be over. It's time to go to bed. Nap time.
I want lunch.
I want a nap.
I want lunch.
Lunch and then a nap, right?
Well, maybe.
Well, could it be nap and then lunch, or do you have to eat first?
No, I got to eat first.
Okay. I just wanted to.
Eating is good.
Yeah.
I had
a big T-bone steak last night. Finally found one I could afford. They had them on special at Hy-Vee, and it was just under $12. I hadn't had a T-bone in years.
That's a pretty good price.
Oh, yeah, usually the most of them are between 20 and 30.
Yeah, that's.
They had these in the special section. It didn't say special or anything. They were just on sale, and they were good. It was good. I mean, it was really good.
Yeah, I haven't had a T-bone for ages.
The problem when you have a T-bone and you live by yourself is if you have two dogs, that doesn't go over well.
No.
But now if you have just one dog, it's fine. Or because you don't want to eat two T-bone steaks, but it's not good to give one dog a T-bone steak, the bone, and then the other one doesn't get
No, one. I can see that.
So that's why I didn't eat T-bones for years. And now it's just because I can't afford them.
Well, they had quite a deal going on this weekend at Longhorn.
Yeah.
Sprinkles the Clown started walked in.
That was a great movie with Bobcat Goldthwait.
No, that wasn't Sprinkles.
Oh, Shakes. That's right. My
Who
bad.
The hell is Sprinkles the Clown?
Well, he's a clown, evidently, and he went into Longhorn and started doing balloon animals for people, and they threw him out.
They're still clowns,
and he's really pissed.
Clowns are still a thing.
Evidently. They are. Evidently, no. He posted on Facebook.
Sprinkles the Clown.
Did you see the movie Shakes the Clown?
I don't know.
I don't think Suter.
I don't think so.
I don't. What do you think?
I kind of like clowns. I don't have anything against clowns. I know some people get freaked out by them, but
I don't get freaked out by them. I don't understand them.
Yeah, I've never understood them. I've never tried.
Well,
to
they do
them.
Funny things.
Well, yeah, some of them.
Some of them don't do funny things.
Yeah,
they.
Like John Wayne Gacy, perhaps, is a bad example of...
Probably not the best.
No, but he always paid his ad bill.
Well, that's something.
That's when he was doing KFC, right?
Yeah, I'll always defend him for that.
There you go.
Okay, now I have a question unrelated to Hawkeye Sports. We'll get to Hawkeye Sports shortly. Okay, that Popeye's building, where Kmart used to be right there, or where the used to be the Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
When it was going up quickly and it hasn't done anything for a month.
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're doing.
It's you know, sometimes you see crews.
It's a prefab building.
Yeah, you see crews come in and those kind of buildings go up in a week.
Yeah. Yeah, because
it's been months.
I'm guessing money has something to do with it.
You're probably right. Yeah. Or no, since it's Iowa City, maybe some sort of ordinance.
Ordinance. Yeah. You can't like smile on Tuesdays in that area. Because somebody's offended.
So if any of our realtor friends listening know the answer here, let us know.
And the building where Red Pepper used to be?
Yeah.
What, are they building like the biggest unit in the history of Iowa?
I can't believe what's going up
gonna
there.
It's going to be like the skyscraper
It's
in
like
Dubai.
China. Yeah. Every time I drive by that thing, I'm like, God, remember when Timmy had that little tiny restaurant and that little school? How much that has changed.
And that, you know, you look at the parking structure they're building, and it's, it looks like it'll have 500 cars in it.
It does. It's just massive how big it is. How different that area is going to look when that stuff's all done. I mean, it's...
I used to live on that street.
I know a lot of people. A lot of athletes have lived over there and what have you. So you got a parking ramp and then just the massive...
A huge... it might be two big...
Apartment
big buildings, yeah.
Okay. And then what are they building where they tore all the trees down in the middle of campus just east of Carver Hawkeye Arena?
That was for parking.
I'm not sure.
They tore down a ton of trees.
People are pissed.
When you drive by, you wind your way through, you see all these trees where there's about this much stump left. And I'm talking 15, 20, 30 tons of trees. Yeah, they're building something, obviously. I somebody told me to, and I forgot. So but that kind of segued to the Hawks. Boy, was Brody Breck good yesterday.
Boy, he sure was.
Yeah, he had command of his pitches. And when he does that, he at times is unhittable.
Unhittable.
He gave up one hit. And
Did he have 12 strikeouts?
There was only a combined three hits in the game. Iowa had two, but luckily Iowa's was a double and a triple by Raider Tello. He drove in all the runs, well, four of them. And... but no, Brody looked really good. They're now 9-6. They've won four in a row. Huge series. I wish it was here. Huge series at Nebraska coming up this
Breaking
weekend.
Breaking news.
What is?
Gary Dolphin just tweeted some news to share this morning. Ed Podolak is transitioning out of the Hawkeye football radio booth as color commentator. He will provide his insight on our pregame show.
Oh, he's still okay.
Yeah.
Starting this.
I am.
So he's now still a part of it.
Now we can talk. Yeah. Now we can talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I told you guys about a week ago, but I was told this in confidence and was told off the record just to prepare. And Ed is. I like how he's not completely retiring. He's still going to be.
Yeah, that's cool.
Part. This is just going to be a lot easier. No.
So who's going to be his the new Ed?
Well, that I think it should be either Anthony Heron.
I think that'd be great.
You know, but the other one I thought it was Danan Hughes, but Danan has done a lot more baseball. I think Anthony Heron, to me, is a no-brainer.
I think
if you're going to base it on experience, he's very polished. He fits all the bill. He was a good player here. He played just during a tough time when they weren't very good. Mm-hmm. He played for both Hayden and Kirk. So that kind of is, I think, a cool thing. And he played in the NFL for years. I mean, he meets all the criteria.
Well, and even more than that, he's a great broadcaster.
Well, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really good at what he does.
Yeah.
It would be a natural step right into that's probably what I'm going to write this afternoon.
Dolph goes on to say, I have said it often across 27 years that Podolak's the best I've ever worked with in the broadcast booth. One of the game's great competitors. His ability to explain plays is unparalleled. I look forward to Eddie's continual involvement on game day. So, yeah, that's cool that he's not, you know, entirely out of it. Hello.
Where they cut down those trees, they're going to put in a road. So when they start tearing down the water tower and ramp one, it's going to be a real mess.
Well, thank you for the information.
Yes, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm tweeting Dolph right now.
Wow. So putting in a road. All right. Good to know. So what your thoughts on the spring game or the spring practice? Did you see things that you did not expect to see?
No.
Okay.
Well, I saw running backs running around the end, maybe a little more than I'm used to, but no. I mean, it was – I mean, Deacon did not look good.
He had a few good throws.
A few, but he did not look good.
He missed dropped a ton at least
of,
two.
He missed a ton of throws. He got the ball stripped from him, which would have been a – they're playing live, it probably would have been a strip and a pick and a touchdown.
And he had a pick six.
He had a pick six. Yeah, he just – I mean, I appreciate your – but he just didn't look very good.
No.
He didn't look any different. Lanez, I thought, looked better, partly because he can run. He can really run. But as much as he ran Saturday, if he does that in a Big Ten game, he's not going to last.
No.
He's got to become more trusting of his throwing. And that will come with time. And but again – and like I wrote, none of this should matter.
No.
Cade McNamara is their quarterback, even though he's very limited. Were you there?
Yeah. Yes.
He's very limited. You know, he's not really doing anything besides a little bit of throwing, soft throwing and drill work and what have you. So it's really all this talk about Deacon and Lane is, I guess, yeah, one of them's going to be the backup. But Cade's their guy, and I know there's talk that they're going to get a quarterback this week from the portal. But that quarterback, I hope he understands – Cade's the guy. Cade's not going to be their backup if he's healthy.
Hello.
Hello. Well, I saw a really good baseball game yesterday. I saw a poor softball game the day before, and I also saw some football.
Oh, so you were not at the baseball game Saturday?
Yeah, I got to the end of it. After the softball game was over with, I went over there. And to try to find a parking spot for the softball game, I forgot there was a track.
It was a big day for Hawkeye Sports. So I have a question. So you sit behind home plate at the baseball games?
Yeah.
Did you by any chance have a dog blanket that kept you warm?
No, I didn't have any dog blanket.
No dog blanket. Okay.
No, that wasn't me. I had plenty of clothes on. But I also had a broom after the game was over with on Sunday.
Yeah, for the sweep.
Yeah, it was there pretty nice over there.
I stuck my broom up in the
air. It wasn't nice Saturday.
No, Saturday was miserable. Sunday it was not bad at all
yesterday. Yeah, Sunday was nice yesterday, but Saturday was cold.
Oh, I stayed in the press box. I usually watch the spring practice outside. It was too cold.
It was cold.
Well, I was on the north end, so when it got cold, we could go inside.
Yeah, I mean, it was cold.
I mean, we were basically outside for 5 to 6 hours Saturday, and it was cold.
Yeah, it was cold, windy.
Because we had the football practice, then we walked to the Swarm tailgate, and then we walked from there to, we drove the car to the baseball, and, you know, that took, 5 innings took 2 hours.
So did you watch Marcus?
Yeah.
He was good the first four.
You know, the problem with Marcus that he ran into was Iowa had an incredibly long inning before he went back out for the fifth.
And he lost control.
Yes.
Well, that's the problem with that's been the problem all year with all their pitchers is they have stages where they can't throw strikes.
Mm-hmm.
And
he looked real good.
Brody avoided that, but Brody until this game – yesterday had really been struggling to throw strikes, and his pitch counts were going way high early, so they'd have to go deep into their bullpen. But they avoided that yesterday. Marcus, his previous start was really good. Saturday was a step back for him. He couldn't get out of the fifth inning.
No. And Iowa had scored four in their half of the inning, and I think they had 12 or 13 batters. So, I mean, it just went on and on and on.
Marcus has just got to figure out a way to limit those free bases. That's the one thing that's killing him.
So, yeah, it was I'm glad we went, though. We had a good time.
Well, and then yesterday, Tello gets the runs. He also gets the hits, and he got the error. So he just put in everything.
So Raider was a stat stuffer, is what you're saying yesterday.
Too big. They're only two hits.
Yeah, and those were both his.
Yep. And four RBI.
Yeah. That's a good day.
Yeah,
he's a good player.
That's the kind of baseball I like to watch.
I enjoyed watching Raider. I thought he was very good. Was it Kyle Huxdorf that had the grand slam on Saturday?
Yeah.
That was pretty impressive.
And they said that Dolph was broadcasting it on the Hawkeye app.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Josh told me that.
Very cool.
So, well, you guys have a good day.
All right, thanks, Carl.
Is it supposed to be bad for this weekend?
Yes.
Look at the smile on his face. Look at
him. Softball team.
He's lit.
And that's another thing. The poor softball team, they were swept.
Yeah. Now, did I hear that Iowa is hosting the Big Ten tournament this year?
Yes. They said that they're going to host it.
And we're not going to make the field? Where we are?
No, baseball's hosting.
Right. Oh, baseball is.
Isn't it baseball that's hosting, or is it softball?
It's softball.
Oh, softball. I thought they said yesterday that it was baseball.
No, it's softball that's hosting.
Oh, they must have been promoting the softball team then. Because I heard it over the loudspeaker.
Yeah, the softball is hosting it.
Yeah, because baseball, they do that at the stadium in Omaha?
I don't know.
I thought that's what they've done.
The Big Ten's always been done in mostly in Omaha by the baseball.
Yeah, so that's right. They do that in but yeah, the women. What if the top eight teams get in?
The top eight teams.
Where's Iowa right now in the standings?
I don't
think they're 12.
Yeah, we're not.
That ain't good.
Don't know that we're going to get there.
We've got some work to do.
We're going to have to jump up about four places.
So if they sweep this coming weekend, will that be enough?
That depends on what the other teams above them do.
Yeah, that's true.
I just heard from Lucy. She wants to know how this works.
Not very well, Lucy.
How should I give you a call in 10 minutes, or should we have her call?
I'll call. I'll call her.
We can call.
Anyway, I'll see you guys.
All right, Karen.
Thanks, Karen.
Bye.
Yeah, I can call her.
Karen had a busy Saturday.
You can call her anytime she wants.
Well, if she's ready.
Yeah, she's ready.
We can call you from the station at any time. How's that?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just do it right now.
Sure.
You got your questions ready, Suter?
I'm going to ask take the cue from that reporter at Caitlin's. Caitlin's intro.
What an embarrassment.
Then he wrote in a column where he really didn't apologize. You could tell he did it for. Well, my guess is he was pressured to do it.
He's a jerk.
Yeah, I don't know much about him. I know the people in Indiana hate him, and partly it's political. He's very anti-MAGA and very far left.
He's one of the greatest reporters of all time.
I guess he just had a bad moment, huh?
Yeah, it just was a big mistake.
Well, why don't you ring up Lucy? So, yeah, we enjoyed ourselves at the baseball game. Had a big-ass pretzel that was delicious. And it was less than $6.
All right, I'm going, how about right now?
Had a couple of swarms. So it was fun.
Oh, a couple of swarm beers?
Uh-huh.
How many people were there?
How many does it hold?
I have no... What?
It was about half full, I would say.
What are we talking about? What room?
Baseball.
The baseball what?
Field. How many... People.
Oh, in the stands?
Yes.
So the thing you went to was outside?
No, I'm talking about the game now.
Oh, I'm talking about how many people went to your swarming where they were raising.
Half of it was in the morning, and we weren't there because we were doing the show. Okay. So I'm not sure. I think there was probably maybe 50 people.
When you were there was probably 50 people?
In and out, maybe.
That's, each one paying $100?
Theoretically,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's some money.
No, I think it was a good event. We enjoyed it. Marco's grilled cheese was there, so I had a ham and cheese, and Ann had a loaded quesadilla.
I did see the Marco stand. Yeah, if we could just get it down there on First Avenue.
Well, they took the signs down at least. So those paper signs are not there anymore.
So it's not even.
I don't know what it means.
So it's no longer says coming soon in 2023.
No, it does not.
You got Lucy on?
Yes, I do.
You do.
All right, well, joining us right now is Lucy Olson, the newest Hawkeye, I guess we can say. And Lucy, you must love a challenge, because last year you filled in it, or you came in and had to replace Maddie Seacrest's scoring, and you did a great job of it. And now you come in to replace another number one scorer, Caitlin Clark. You got to love a challenge. Welcome.
Yes, thanks for having me. Yes, challenges are you know, it's fun. We'll see how it goes this year.
So, Lucy, when did you start thinking Iowa? You know, maybe I do want to finish there. You know, I'm sure you probably caught wind of everything they were accomplishing. But when did Iowa become a realistic possibility in your mind when you decided that you were going to hit the portal?
Yeah, that's a great question. It honestly wasn't like I'm entering the portal to go to Iowa.
Okay.
They weren't really on my radar. I was kind of just entering the portal, seeing what was happening. I still had Villanova as an option. Like, I just wanted to see some opportunities out there. And then Coach Bluder called, and I was like, I like fell in love with her and the coaching staff.
Easy and to see why.
She was just awesome, and I was like, yeah, okay, I want to learn more.
Okay, so you come out here, you visit, and when did you think during your visit, yep, this is where, was it right away, or did you have to see a little bit, or did you know right away when you got her, this is where I want to go?
Yeah, I think I definitely had the, all right, I really love this feel. Maybe I'll see a few more schools just to make sure it's the right fit, but then I was like, there's no point of seeing more schools. This is everything I wanted more, so it was just, it all just fell into place, and I just knew, right, like, during in the middle of the day, I think.
So, Lucy, did you get a chance to meet with some of your former or your future teammates and get a feel for what they're like?
I did. We all went out to dinner with the coaches and the team, and, yeah, they were so much fun. They're goofy. They're nice. They watching them, they're hardworking. They seem like a great group of girls, and I can't wait to get to hang out with them some more.
So you a little bit goofy as well?
Oh, yeah, I'm goofy. Once I get out of my shell, I'm a little goofy.
Well, that's how they used to describe Caitlin.
Yeah,
they
said absolutely.
Caitlin was that way, too. So speaking of her, I mean, obviously, I'm sure you've seen a lot of her. What do you think about the impact that she's had on women's basketball? And like Tom said, I mean, we know you're not coming in, oh, you're going to replace
no,
Caitlin
of course,
but
not.
You are accepting a huge challenge. But just talk about what she has done to help the sport that you love playing.
Yeah, I've watched her play a few times. No, but she is so much fun to watch, and she really has impacted women's basketball so much. The way, the style of play, first of all, and then just embracing having all these young girls look up to her and having such a giant fan base and bringing so much attention to women's basketball has really been great for the community, little girls playing sports in general, and yeah, all the college players, and hopefully in the pros too, she'll do the same thing, bring some more attention to the WNBA. But it's been amazing to watch. Like, I know I'm not that far age from her, but she's really accomplished so much that she seems like such a older person than me.
So, Lucy, what can the Iowa fans expect to see from Lucy Olson this year?
Yeah, I'm just going to come out and do whatever I can to help us win games. I mean, I'm not going to stop working hard, however things are going. I'll be smiling on the court. I'll be working hard. I'll be having fun with my teammates. They can definitely expect all of that. We'll see what happens on the basketball end, but I don't like to lose, so.
Well, they don't either.
No, they don't either.
They don't either. So. They haven't done much of it lately. And obviously, style of play, Lisa loves to push the ball. I mean, they play at a really fast pace. Their players seem to have a lot of freedom. There's a lot of trust between them. How much did that factor in their decision, just the way Iowa plays?
Yeah, I love how they just play. They don't set up a lot of offenses. They just read off of each other. It's very instinctual. I'm excited. Yeah, I'm super excited to play on a team like that.
So, Tom, didn't you say on her visit, Kirk, what you would
yeah, no, have... I saw something, Lucy, that Lisa was still out east from the night before and then had her plane delayed, and that you actually got a chance to meet with Kirk Ferentz. Is that true?
Yes, I did.
Wow. Yeah, how did that go?
Yes, how did that go?
It was good. It was awesome. He's super nice. He was just such a friendly person, and he also felt like I've known him forever. He felt like family. I don't know. It was very odd. Everyone at Iowa is just so nice and makes you feel so comfortable being on campus.
So did he give you a tour of the football complex, or
did he give you any tips on basketball?
No, we didn't. We didn't see the whole complex. They also had recruits there.
Okay.
So
okay.
Yeah, so we just hung out a little bit, talked.
That's cool.
Yeah. No, it was really awesome. I was not expecting that on my visit, and it was a pleasant surprise for sure.
And then I'm sure you were here during some bad weather, weren't you?
Yes, that was my first tornado warning. We didn't know whether to be excited or scared. My mom was like, "Oh my gosh, I want to go see." And then we're like, "No, we got to go bunker down." And then we watched the news. It was actually kind of exciting since no one got hurt and there was no actual tornado. It was super fun.
Well, I'll tell you what, your mom should be an Iowan then, because that's what we do. When there's a tornado, we want to see it.
Yep. That's just okay. So she fits right in.
Yes, she does.
So what go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just gonna say I was a little more scared. She was super excited, but I was like, "Oh no, I don't want a tornado."
That's probably how I would be.
Yeah.
So you just got done. You were just returned from 3-on-3 trials, and then you're still taking classes. Can you kind of just explain everything that's going on in your life and when you're going to transition out here to Iowa City?
Yeah. So 3-on-3 trials. Yeah, they ended yesterday, so I hopped on a 6 a.m. flight this morning. I'm nice and wide awake right now.
Well, we appreciate you giving us some time. We really do.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
And then
classes, yeah, we finish up. This is our last full week of class. They end next Thursday officially, and then finals week. And then I'll have a little bit of time off in May. And then I'll get back to Iowa City, middle of June, start working out with the team, bonding. Yep, I think I'm pretty sure that's the timeline.
Okay,
that's awesome.
And when you talk about the team, I mean, it's obviously going to look a lot different next year. There's a lot of lot of minutes to be played. A lot of people are going to have to step up. But I mean, it's important. Lisa came out. She knew she had to go out and get a season score. You know, Tom.
Yes,
she got that. I mean, you're going to fill a big void for them. I'm sure they made. How important did they make you feel when you were out here? Like, you know, yes, we want you to join our family, but we need your skill on the court too.
Yeah, no, they had a great visit. I felt very wanted. They were super confident in me, and yeah, it just made me feel good and made me want to go there. And they haven't stopped checking in on me. They're still right there, so.
No, that's what they do. They have a great culture. All of us have written about it out here, just how much fun the players always seem to have. And even before they were winning almost all their games, they've always seemed to have fun. It's a close-knit group, the women's team is. That's how I would always describe it over the years. Tom,
So, Lucy, is there anything about your visit here that really surprised you?
We went out to lunch with the field hockey coach and one of her players, and they were both from my area. So I was like, wow. And we knew some mutual people. And I was like, wow, there's some people from my area all the way in Iowa, so I'm not going to be the only Pennsylvanian there. Wow, that was a little surprising because I've never been far from home. Villanova is only a half hour from my house. And then going all the way to Iowa, I was a little like, oh, gosh, I don't know. And then I met them, and they both love it in Iowa, and they're from my area. So I think that was the...
Go ahead.
Yeah. I was a good little thing.
That's neat. Did Coach Ferentz tell you he's from Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So cool. Him too.
So they, I mean, it's amazing the amount of planning and thought that Iowa put into your visit. I mean, obviously you were a priority to have you. So where'd you grow up? What is your hometown of Pennsylvania?
Collegeville.
How far is that from Yardley? You know where Yardley is?
I do not.
Okay, Yardley's right. It's a suburb. That's where my sister lived for years. It's a suburb right across the river from Trenton. It's in the Philadelphia area. So when you were coming out of high school, what was your recruitment like? Did you have a lot of options? I mean, Villanova's a good program. Or did you just want to stay home? What was your situation coming out of high school?
Coming out of high school, I honestly didn't have that many options. I also wanted to stay close to home, so it worked out.
Okay.
That Villanova was the perfect fit for me.
Oh boy!
And it really was. It was perfect for my first 3 years, but then this recruiting process was a lot different. There were a lot more options. So.
I'm sure they're.
And it was super fast.
Yeah, no, it did. Did you even visit another school, or was it just Iowa?
It was just Iowa.
Because you had thought about, okay, because I'd read where you had thought about some other schools. But yeah, that is, I mean, it's so cool the way this thing has worked out. And you talked about the challenge. Have you had a chance to speak with Caitlin? Has she? I know she's been very busy. I'm just kind of curious if she's reached out to you.
She's reached out. I haven't gotten to speak with her, but we've texted a few times.
Okay, cool.
I was definitely fangirling a little bit.
Well, so as far as your game goes, Lucy, you like to score at all three levels. What's your favorite thing to do on the court?
And what's your 3-point range? I got to ask.
Yeah, my 3-point range needs some work if I'm stepping into that. But I love the mid-range game.
Okay.
Which Caitlin, I feel like she just shot everywhere. But mid-range is probably my go-to.
Okay. Well, Caitlin did a lot of mid-range scoring. I mean, there were games where the three wasn't falling, and she always found a way to score, and the fact that you can score on all three levels. And obviously, Iowa plays at a fast pace, a lot of possessions defensively. I mean, how would you describe your defense?
I'm a hard worker.
That's what it takes.
Get on the floor. I'm scrappy. Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
Scrappy. That's what you need.
Scrappy is good.
That's what you need. I mean, Gabby Marshall was a great perimeter defender. Probably one of the best I've seen. She is amazing the way she was able to get steals and what have you. So, well, Lucy, Tom, do you have anything else? I know she's very busy.
I have one question.
We do have one last question. This is not a sports-related question. And remember, we're a music station, so hopefully you're a fan of music. Tom, I'll let you take it away. Lucy, again, thank you very much for giving us some time.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Okay,
yeah.
Lucy, you pick up the phone, and on the other end is Athletic Director Beth Getz at the University of Iowa. She's welcoming you to Iowa and saying, look, Lucy, we need your help. We need you to hire a band, an act, or a singer to fill up Kinnick Stadium. Who is Lucy Olson going to hire to fill up our football stadium?
Ooh, that's good. I think I would have to go with Bruno Mars.
Oh, great choice.
Oh, you guys love that.
Oh, man, that's a great choice.
They love that choice.
And the only one that's maybe even a notch better was Beth Getz said Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
But I think those two
I know you love
are,
Bruno Mars.
Yeah, I love Bruno Mars. Have you ever seen Bruno?
I have once. I want to go again, but tickets are up there. I don't know when the next time I'll go to see him is.
Well, that's great. That's a great choice. And thank you so much, A, for spending time with us today, Lucy. But even more than that, Hawkeye Nation welcomes you with open arms.
Sure does. Thanks a lot, Lucy. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to get there.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Pretty cool.
She sounds like a great, great kid.
Yeah, she really
does.
Yeah,
what we had 20 minutes is enough. I mean, she's busy. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, don't you think that was enough? I don't
want to... And Bruno Mars, what a great choice.
Yeah, Bruno Mars.
Yeah. I could have.
I was hoping she'd say Iggy. I told Hunter I thought she was going to say Iggy and the Stooges.
Yeah. Sure. Sure, like Caesar.
Would that have surprised you if she said that?
Yeah, really. Iggy. Jeez.
Hunter said he just saw an interview with Iggy.
Yeah.
I think he just turned 77.
Yeah. Why would
he's from your guys' era. Yeah,
well.
You guys are part of Iggy Pop.
Well, I didn't like a lot of things from my era.
But no, that
I
was
want to
fun.
Be very clear about
Iggy Pop
that.
Was not one of
no.
my favorites.
That was fun though, talking to
it
Lucy.
Was.
I mean, she's got a good sense of humor.
Yes.
And I think she's gonna fit in nicely here. Now I'm basing that on a 20-minute interview, but still. I mean
she's an outgoing kid.
She is. You can,
and she participated well and had her answers. No, she's
other than us interrupting her a couple of times, but I didn't know if she was done.
No, that's the problem.
That's the problem with radio.
So. With phone interviews.
Yeah, phone interviews.
There's a lot of problems with radio.
Well, you know what I mean.
But if you have someone in studio, you have those cues that you can see,
yes.
And you know when they're done. But you can't, unfortunately, do that on phoners.
But with her style, mid-range. When you play fast like Iowa does, she's going to get a lot of fast break opportunities where I see her scoring in mid-range. It's going to be interesting, though. If teams don't respect her three, they may sag in a little bit. She's also going to get probably some 18- to 19-foot jumpers. But the girls around her, too, though. I mean, Lucy's going to be able to distribute the ball because you know she's going to draw a crowd.
Yes, for sure.
She's going to have a reputation. I say, Feuerbach, Offalter, McCabe.
You bet.
Those three are huge as far as helping Lucy transition into this offense because they need to make shots to space the floor so she can work on her mid-range game, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what they're going to do. That's how they're going to play. They went out and got exactly what they needed as far as, at least on the paper. Now, we still got to see it play out, but this is exactly what Iowa needed, a scoring veteran guard. I thought she was honest about her three-point shot. She's got to work on it. I saw the stats. They were in the 30%.
Right around 30.
Well, not great.
No, not great. Not abysmal, but not great.
She's not going to be making logo threes. No. And
or taking them.
Or taking them, or making 35-foot threes to her left with the game on the line. Now, she may do that, you know, if they're in a situation. But I think she's going to be able to come in and score right away. And I'd be surprised if she averaged fewer than 15 points.
Oh, for sure.
And yeah, but I don't know if she necessarily needs to average 23 or 24 either. You hope that.
No, hope not.
You hope that Allfalter averages 12 to 16, that Feuerbach averages 8 to 12. I mean, Hannah Stolke averages 15 to 20. Yeah. You need that. I mean, you'd like to have four or five players starting averaging double figures. And the fact that I think it's going to work for her chemistry-wise is she didn't go on any other visits. She said she knew in the afternoon, this is where I want to go. They rolled out the red carpet for her.
They did.
They made her a priority. To have people from a different sport be there because they're from your area, that's a lot of forethought. I know it's not rocket science or anything, but it's putting a lot of thought into this visit. And for Kirk Ferentz to do what he did, that's cool.
I mean, I think that's great.
That's working together. That's teamwork.
I thought that was just the most interesting nugget.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that you would not expect.
And the fact that they were cheering. And I like what you said. She, you know, in the area where she was, there was no damage, so she was kind of more lighthearted about the tournament. Yeah. Yes. I mean, we've joked, but of course, I feel, what was it, New London? That town got rocked, man.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel terrible for those people.
They had damage in Solon.
I mean, those people in New London, I saw a little division where four or five houses were just gutted. Yeah, I feel terrible for those people. And it's just amazing how fortunate we've been in our area.
Except for, we had some trouble with the derecho.
Well, yeah, we were, of course. But everyone did.
And then what was the tornado year, 2006?
2006, two tornadoes.
Yeah, but where I lived
at the same time.
2006, I was living out in Coralville, so that really didn't, that tornado that went down on Washington and all that was a little distance for me.
It started at the Walmart parking lot.
I remember that.
Two tornadoes at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bizarre. That was real bizarre.
And now we don't know what's going to happen at the end of the week.
They were looking for cheap deals.
Yeah.
Walmart. Get it?
Yes.
And those tornadoes on that day were really bad, and they went right over my mother's house. So
bounced.
Yeah. Molly and I drove over there. We had to weave around trees and stuff to make sure my mom was all right because she wasn't answering her phone.
Because you could see, like, on those Jefferson and those streets, like, on there'd be two houses damaged, but then the house right behind them, not touched.
Well, that was really the first time the station. Well, Jan had to do something with the log. And so we came out like at 7 o'clock, and the thing like occurred like at 7:15. Mm-hmm. All the warnings started piling up.
Didn't it also destroy the church?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it destroyed the church, but Fitzpatrick was feuding with Vine. There on Prentice Street, and remember he had all those chairs, doors, and everything, blocking the way.
So and those were fine.
The tornado didn't touch that.
No,
no.
That just shows you how it bounced up and
it
down.
It does.
Yeah. It's
so we went over to my mom's house, pounded on the door, and she eventually came to the door. And we said, Mom, why didn't she answer your phone? And she said, oh, it's been ringing off the hook all night. I just didn't want to answer it. Well, we were worried about you. There was a tornado. No, I'm fine. Okay. It's been ringing off the hook.
Yeah.
How's that? What do you think of that, Captain?
That's her.
I don't think I ever met your mom.
Oh, she was the greatest, truly.
Yeah.
One of the nicest people you will ever meet. You won't meet her. But
well, she would call me up and go, "Oh, thank you for employing Billy." And I'd go, "You know, he's really good. I mean, I'm not doing a favor or anything."
Well, Billy knew that stuff, man. He knew those songs.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, and he, well, and because he was a bartender forever, he knew how to talk to people.
Oh yeah,
but it's
except
it's
for worth, Murph.
He knew how to talk to him.
Oh, yeah, she sure did. We're all tired.
He was spot on with them. No, but I mean, he was, to translate that onto the air, I mean, he was really good on the air. I really miss him.
Now we're sad.
Yeah,
Me too.
We went from lucidity, now we're sad. Yeah, now our listeners
sad.
Are probably...
I've accepted it.
I would hope so. How long has your brother been gone?
Ooh, good question. I don't even know. Six years,
I think.
It's only, man, I thought it was longer than that.
I don't think so.
So
I think six
well,
years.
Maybe it is. No, he went to Sundays. Yeah, 6 years.
Okay.
So. Yeah, I'm trying to think of when he was.
So 2018. So,
yeah. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah,
he was really good on the air.
Well, since we're Steve has dragged us down into the muck here, why don't we like take a break?
Speaking of muck, we don't know what's happening this weekend.
With the weather?
Yeah.
Is that why you got...
We actually do know.
Look at the smile on his face, the anticipation.
We got severe weather forecast for the weekend.
How severe?
Yeah. Strong to severe to maybe a couple tornadoes.
What about hail? Like
medicine ball sized hail?
Balloon size. Hot air balloon sized hail.
Hey, someone, God dang, who was it? Posted
John Lindell.
That they got, I don't think it was Lindell. He got hail, but this
well,
guy,
John
this
sent,
guy
me,
sent me where it's a size of a softball.
Yes,
seriously. Is
yes.
that John?
John sent that to me.
Okay.
Then I got to show that to
okay.
you.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm not saying it's never happened.
Yeah. Oh no,
but it is. The
but
size
didn't you look up the biggest? Didn't we look up the biggest? And it was like bigger than a football, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't it like the size of a pumpkin almost?
It was huge.
Remember the movie Pumpkinhead?
I didn't watch.
I think it was Lance Henriksen. Have you seen it, Suter?
No.
That's a good movie for you and Ann to
That's
watch.
The kind of movie that I would not watch.
You imagine Tom and Ann bunkering down for Pumpkinhead?
I don't believe that's in our future.
How about The Hills Have Eyes? I made it through like 10 minutes.
Is that like a horror thing?
Yeah, like mutants are hanging out in the hills ready to hurt people.
Yeah. What else they got to do?
I mean, they're up in the hills. I don't know. They're mutants.
Yeah.
I mean,
a couple of them are in the transfer portal.
And no one's. They're going to end up with no home. Like so many in the portal, they're going to end up just stuck there in those dunes with nowhere to go. Now, the transfer portal... It's perfect for someone like Lucy Olson.
Yes,
I mean, that's
exactly
what it's for.
Yep.
You know, I'm sure they paid it some NIL money, but she'll get it when she gets here, and they'll pay her nicely while she's. This is how this works.
How it's supposed to work.
She gave Villanova her. She's graduating. She played there. She's looking for a bigger stage, and for an opportunity. And that's
and to kinda, see how she can do. And I think she'll do well.
And I think she'll do well too. Well, she better. I mean, that's part of it. I think that's why she wants. I think she seemed like from the interview that she wants some of that pressure.
Yeah.
She embraces it. So yeah, let's take a break and we'll come back and.
Pumpkin. Yeah.
Well, look at you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So pumpkin
why would
head,
you watch that?
Pumpkin head size
years
hail.
Ago? How about Silver Bullet with Gary Busey and Corey Haim? Remember that?
Yes, I do.
That werewolf.
Yeah.
Corey Haim's in a wheelchair, I think. I think.
Well,
you like you watch a lot of Gary Busey movies?
No.
Buddy Holly. That was
actually he was very good.
Didn't he win him or wasn't he nominated for an Oscar?
Yeah,
and deservedly so.
He was actually very good.
Well, and he was in a Law and Order SVU where he was himself, but he was damn.
Oh
scary.
Yeah, I mean he's had. Remember him in Lethal Weapon?
Yeah.
No, he played some good characters. All right, let's take a break.
All right, we'll be right back.
1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist, is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country. 1-800-800-ROSE. It's so easy, just remember one number, 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist. 1-800-800-ROSE. Remember...
For a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, Find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Pertine and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site, so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Pertine and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for three generations.
Pertine and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and PertineandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
Don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
Are you tired of living in a home that doesn't quite meet your needs? Then it's time to call the experts at Streets Maintenance. Their team of skilled professionals specializes in renovations and remodeling, transforming your home into the space you've always dreamed of. From kitchen bath remodels to complete home renovations, no job is too big or too small. Streets Maintenance will work with you every step of the way to ensure your vision becomes a reality. So don't wait any longer. Call Streets Maintenance to schedule your consultation at 400-4483. Let's start building your dream home today.
Once upon a time in the land of the Hawkeyes, a business grew. A business that would become synonymous with real estate. Hi, I'm Steve Anderson of Hawkeye Title and Settlement. When you're buying or selling your home, you'll need title and settlement services. Consider the Hawkeye Title and Settlement team. Give us a call at 351-8600. Hawkeye Title and Settlement, the team you love, the people you trust.
Tavern Blue on the Coralville Strip offers the ultimate sizzle of wood-fired pizza perfection. Elevate your pizza game with over 20 wood-fired pizzas, ranging from the Tony Pepperoni, the Philly Cheese Steak Pizza, Mary Margarita, and the Tavern Supreme. From the freshest ingredients, Tavern Blue cooks their pizzas to mouth-watering perfection in their wood-fired oven, which helps bring out those old-world flavors. Fresh creative salads, tacos, burgers, signature cocktails, beer, and wine are just a taste of what Tavern Blue has to offer. Tavern Blue is a family-friendly establishment that offers mini golf, table games, darts, and foosball. Go to tavernblue.com for the latest news, events, and specials, along with full menu options. Once again, that's tavernblue.com.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319-390-3703. Or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental team provide superior care for your entire family.
Car won't go into gear? Call Premier. Premier Automotive in North Liberty offers full-service mechanical auto repair, in addition to being Eastern Iowa's most trusted name in auto body repair. Use Premier for all your auto repair needs, brakes, oil changes, air conditioning, diagnostics, transmissions, or preventative maintenance. Whether you hit a deer or your car won't go into gear, see Premier Automotive in North Liberty. When you go to a family restaurant, you want three things. One, a wide selection of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Two, you want those selections to be affordable and delicious. And three, you want to be treated like family. You get all three at the Midtown Family Restaurant. Breakfast items available anytime the doors are open. Legendary tenderloins, onion rings, and hot roast beef sandwiches. And special ribeye and shrimp nights. Daily specials at each location. And no matter if you're coming in solo or with a group of 20, you get the same special family treatment. The Midtown Family Restaurants at Court and Scott Streets and at the Walmart Plaza on Highway 1 West. Follow them on Facebook or at MidtownFamily.com. The family's waiting for you.
GT Carr, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house addition, you'll have the confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit Supple's.net. Or call them today at 319-337-2246.
Hi, I'm Patrick Eads, owner of Deary Ford Iowa City. If you're looking for a great deal on a new truck or SUV, Deary Ford is here for you. With model year closeout pricing and all remaining new 23 F-150s plus 1.9% financing for 66 months plus $2,000. Save thousands on 24 Bronco Sports with 1.9% for 66 months plus $2,000. So when you want a great vehicle and an awesome buying experience, Deary Ford is here for you in Iowa City or online at DearyFord.com.
84 years of preparation, the wait is over. The Oxyokin's brand new book, Our Recipes, Our Story, is on sale now. 90 pages in full color, 67 recipes, and our unique history for only $24.99. Get yours while they last at the Oxyokin. Also, mail order with our current serving hours at Oxyokin.com. Oxyokin, in the heart of Amana.
The Oxyokin.
From the Hertine and Stocker Studios, in the heart of the Hawkeye Nation, this is the mighty 1630 KCJJ Iowa City.
Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, making memories, making
partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy and a little breezy by later this afternoon. And we may catch a scattered shower by late afternoon or early evening. Our high today, 67. The wind out of the south, gusting to around 35 here after about 1 or 2 in the afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers, otherwise mostly cloudy, 50. Tomorrow, clouds and a sprinkle in the morning, then clearing, still windy tomorrow with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable on the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Outside now, it's 55.
KCJJ Weather, brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths. Your home never looks so beautiful.
We are back.
We're back. Better than ever, Steve. Better than ever.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
They're a band.
What?
Well, they're a band.
Than Ezra? No, better than Ezra.
Oh, Ezra. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
That's a good band.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
No, it really is.
I'm not arguing. I agree with
they
you.
They did one song that I like.
I know which one it is, too.
Yeah, you do.
Na, 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 na. Isn't that something? Wasn't that it?
Because your mama don't mind no, like I thought she would.
No, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Didn't they have some song called like Foolish
Once
Love?
Once in a Lifetime was that song.
Okay, I'm thinking of something else.
Well, there's other better.
Yeah, whatever.
There's they played on the Pentagram.
What do you know? You're
ago.
Watching Pumpkinhead. You admit it.
With the volume turned down and Dark Side of the Moon and Umaguma on.
No, you were.
I've watched Pumpkin. I watched Pumpkinhead one time from start to finish.
And you admit it.
A lot of things I admit. What's the point in hiding? What does that get you?
Nothing.
No reason to hide. I got nothing. I got no skeletons in my closet.
You got a few bones rattling around in yours, Cap, or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A full graveyard full.
You notice how he always talks fondly of Gacy. You notice that?
He paid his bill.
He paid his ad bill.
Best serial killer I've ever worked with.
He paid his bill.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, that was neat having Lucy on. I liked her.
Yeah, and we got Fran tentatively scheduled for 10 o'clock on Wednesday. So looking forward to that. But, yeah, no, that was fun talking to Lucy. And, like, when she mentioned that about Goofy, and that will fit in there. Yeah. She's just from her conversation, you can tell she will fit in there. She'll fit into the environment that they have there. And it's going to be fun. There's going to be a lot of pressure on that team. I don't know if people, you guys are all going to be filling up that gym.
Oh, well, you bet.
That arena, saying, hey, let's keep winning. I think most fans will be realistic and think we're probably not going to get to the national championship game.
I would certainly think not.
But I bet most fans are saying, but, you know, we're not going to the NIT or not. Don't you think expectations are still to make the NCAA tournament?
Oh, absolutely.
And compete in the upper division and be in that title race.
I think
that's what Lisa wants the fans to
think. I think a really good goal would be to be in the top 16 so we can host the first two rounds of the NCAA.
Top three in the conference.
Yeah.
Trying to think who will be really good next year.
USC.
Oh, that's got
really good.
UCLA, I forgot about that.
Nebraska's going to be real good.
Is it Ohio State going to be?
I mean,
McMahon's back, right?
Cody's back. It depends. They're going to need an infusion because they lose some of their players.
And Indiana loses. I know they lost McKenzie Holmes, right?
Yes.
So, and I'm not sure what's going on with Maryland.
Maryland, they're getting some good recruits in.
Are they? Okay.
They're getting some good portal.
Well, okay, she needs something to. I mean, they've kind of been on a. I mean, granted, they set the bar really high, but they've sort of on a decline the last.
They
few,
have
by their standards.
And she's had some attrition issues.
Yeah, she's lost some players, key players. Well, didn't Angel Reese?
Yeah, yeah.
She left there, so yeah, that was a big loss. So, but yeah, no, that was fun, and I appreciate her giving us time, because she's busy. But she seemed like she enjoyed that, and I know hopefully our fans, when I tweeted it out, it got a lot of response from people who seemed pretty excited. I mean, people are really excited about Iowa women's basketball, and I'm not surprised that Caitlin has reached out to Lucy. I figured she would. That's why I asked the question. I would have been surprised if she, in fact, that they haven't spoken person to person yet, and that they've only texted, that doesn't surprise me. They're both super busy.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what a time in Caitlin's life. You know, what an amazing.
Yeah, but like I said before, I don't need to know everything that's going on in Caitlin's life. You know, I don't need to know every penny she's earning. But it's the amount of coverage is just, it's like there's people kind of following her around.
Yeah. Yeah, it's.
I read something there, they're saying her deal with Nike, one report had it at 10, then the next report the next day said it's 20.
I saw 28.
So it's up to 28. It started at 10. At the rate it's going, it's going to be worth 100 here in about another week.
I think 28 is the.
That's the highest I've seen.
Yeah, I think it's more likely between 28
for 8 years.
But it was funny. The first report was that it was 10.
Yeah.
And then the next one was 20.
Well, I saw a report today that it was 10. And then, but I've seen, nobody really knows, but
it's life-changing money.
Yeah.
What she earns salary-wise in the WNBA doesn't matter. And it's funny to think that there was discussion coming into this season. Well, she better not, if she wants to make money, she better stay.
Yeah.
And I could not believe how just naive these people were that were pushing that narrative. It just made no sense. And we're seeing why.
It made sense to them because they wanted her to play another year.
And they just weren't looking at it logically. No. Caitlin Clark is bigger. She didn't even use the Iowa NIL. And that's no knock on the Iowa NIL. Caitlin Clark would have been that way at any school with how big as she became. She was her own force. She didn't need any help. So, yeah, no, that stuff is going to... follow her wherever she goes. Now, if Indiana, you know that those WNBA people, they want Indiana in that championship series. You know,
sure they do.
Isn't LA the hot team right now? The LA?
Las Vegas.
Is it Las Vegas?
Two-time
champion?
Yeah.
You know they would love something like that. You imagine if Caitlin got to the WNBA finals against Las Vegas, the viewership for that?
That'd be incredible.
You think it'd be the 15 to 20 million that she had in college?
Yeah.
Think about what the WNBA can do with that.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully raise their salaries.
Yeah. Yeah, think about, though, the potential.
No, it's she is a phenomenon.
Yeah.
I mean, she really is. And, people are going to claim she's going to get more endorsements and more endorsements because she's national.
Well, she hasn't really made it until she hosts SNL. Once she gets there... Host SNL, then I'll say yes.
Those State Farm commercials are are pretty funny.
They are.
She makes them. She makes it look so easy.
Well, she made the appearance on SNL.
Yeah.
Yeah, she made that look easy. Yeah. No, she was.
She's a natural.
She was good at that. And I was going to tell State Farm, and you guys know Chad Birch. He is he is a sponsor of both of our websites, and we appreciate that. And I joked to him about, you know, what's bigger, you know, Caitlin and you guys getting Caitlin or getting Hawk Fanatic? And he laughed.
Can
Jake is
not, I don't think Jake's aware of Hawk Fanatic. But no, this, but you know, the way places like State Farm, you guys, they do the national stuff, but then local entities like Chad, who he's been my insurance guy for years. Yeah. And he also supports the high school site, which appreciate because, like I said, not much high school sports coverage around here.
Yeah, he sponsored
us
our
and you guys.
Chad sponsored our high school sports a few years back.
Yeah, he's been big with high school sports, but it's really Hawk Fanatic and KCJJ as far as written and covering games. There's really not much more out here left.
Ray is not stepping away from the microphone.
No, he's embracing a larger role.
Yeah.
What's that going to be?
No.
Not get really. More out of him, man. Just seriously, soak him dry.
He does a nice job.
Jesus Christ.
I may go up and say hi to Raymond today. Maybe go have lunch at Kraken and sit there and chat with Ray and then whoever else walks into that place. That's like sometimes that's like the waiting room to hell. That's a joke. And I'm part of that. There's people that see me sitting in there eating by myself. You wonder what they're thinking. Who is that guy? What?
Yeah.
Well, look and see.
What is this?
Just Jesus.
God.
Is that one of those labeling machines?
Yeah.
Compare it. Is that the right size compared to the other ones?
You realize Kraken now has tables.
Exactly.
Yes. Inside and outside.
Have you eaten inside there yet?
No.
I have.
Yeah, they've got three tables inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's better.
No, that's good.
Yeah, no, it's comfortable, and you know, except when somebody wants to fight with me.
And weather permitting, you can eat outside as well.
See, if that happens, that should go outside. That's where you brawl at a convenience. Fist fights happen outside usually. You guys go outside and you settle your matter, like two men.
Sure.
Would you like to see that?
I'm not much of a fight guy.
Well, what if it's him fight? What if it's him fighting?
It doesn't matter who's fighting.
You're still against it. Wow.
I'm not supportive.
He's a pacifier.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
All right.
I can take him, I think.
But let's talk a little about the spring practice you asked me. I mean, a couple things I did see that stood out. Terrell Washington has a chance. He made a couple really nice catches.
He sure did.
Looked natural. He just looks like the kind of guy that can help them if you get him in space. And I know he's playing the same position as Caleb Brown, and neither one can play the X out, but get them both on the field at the same time. That's what I hope we see. Well, we can't have Terrell and Caleb because they're both a slot receiver. I mean, don't think that way. And I think that's what we're going to maybe see more of. Now, what Jay Higgins said was that they kept it really close to the vest, didn't show anything. And I think he was partly joking, but he goes, you didn't see near as much movement and pre-snap motion as we saw during practice. He said it took him 13 practices to finally figure out what was. And I took everything he said seriously, but I also, this was a guy promoting his team's new.
Well, sure.
Yeah, I mean, you got to remember, you got to kind of keep it in perspective. It's spring. Yeah. Everything is great in the spring. Have you ever heard of the Iowa offense being horrible in the spring?
I've seen it.
Well, yeah, but have you ever heard it? Has that ever been the narrative?
No.
No, that's really never the narrative. There's always something to cling to. Now, this is exciting because they have a new coordinator. It's a different time. This has only happened four times in 26 years under Kirk. They have a different coordinator. And like I've said, they're stacked at running back.
They really are. I mean, strong position.
They're stacked. And I wrote a column yesterday. And I retweeted it. I don't want to say I called out the offensive line, but I basically said it's time for this offensive line to stand up. They have seven guys with starting experience that have combined for 147 starts.
That is a seasoned.
And the highest anyone's ever been, Logan Jones and one other guy made third team All Big Ten. I mean, they have to step up. And to me, that's not going to matter a ton at quarterback if the offensive line is terrible. If anyone needs a good offensive line, it's Cade McNamara coming off two knee surgeries.
So, are you concerned that Cade's limping as much as he is still, or is that to be expected, do you think?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I refuse to play one. I don't know. I did notice he did not. They're hoping June's not that far away.
No, it's to get only clearance. So, month and a
yeah,
week.
Did you think he was limping more than you thought he would be?
I think so, yeah.
So we'll just
I don't know if that's expected or not.
We'll just have to wait and see. And I'm guessing because there's people insisting they're going to get a quarterback sometime this week. You've seen talk about it, and that might be the security blanket if they don't think. I mean, and I don't want to knock Deacon. To me, looked no better on. I saw nothing that would made me think that anything has changed really with him.
He did throw a couple of very nice passes,
but he did that.
But he also threw a pick six and fumbled twice that I saw.
Yes, and one of them, we've said, could have been returned for a touchdown, and that's three turnovers in, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, and he did throw a couple nice balls, but I was just hoping to see a little bit more touch. A couple of the ones short, they missed him because they were just thrown too hard. And the one that he threw literally across the field – with the rush coming, he was lucky that one wasn't intercepted.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing?
But that was a nice throw, though.
Yeah, but no, I'm talking about one that was incomplete.
Oh, okay.
This one, it ended up being a scrum up in the air it was almost like a throwaway, but it was too close to the defender to be a throw. He just looked a little unsettled out there. And like I said, I thought Lane Hayes did better overall Saturday, partly because he's a much better runner.
Yeah.
Much better runner.
And I thought, well, his passing looked certainly better than it did in the bowl game. Marcos. And I was glad to see that. I mean, he didn't look incredible, but he had some throws that he did not make in the bowl game.
Oh, yeah. No, he looked better. He looked better than the bowl game.
Yes,
now,
much.
In fairness, he's playing against his own teammates, and he wasn't always playing against starters. And
that's true.
I mean, you just always got to keep stuff from the spring in perspective. It's just, I mean, but like I said, I'm pretty confident saying if Caleb Johnson – and Jayzion Patterson and LaShawn Williams have decent blocking, they're going to gain yards.
Yes.
They're proven commodities.
Yep.
The line just needs to be better.
And I thought Kamari Moten looked
and I thought
solid.
He looked – I thought at times last year he showed
yeah.
that. No, they're fine. That's why Terrell Washington can afford to go over to slot receiver. They have enough running backs now. You got to keep them.
Yep.
A lot could change. The portal's always there. A lot could change in the next couple of weeks.
Well, that's true.
But even if they lost one or two running backs –
I think they'd be okay.
I still think they have two more coming in. They'd still have five on scholarship next season. So, but no, they're fine at running back. They're fine at tight end. Receiver, they're getting a little better. To me, this season comes down again to the offensive line. Because the offensive line, if they can run the ball, they have a chance against elite teams. Every time they lose and get their butts kicked against an elite team,
when they can't
it
run.
Starts when they can't run the ball. Everything else becomes so much more difficult. In fairness to Deacon, as bad as he was at times last year, he rarely had a good pass. Now, he did against Wisconsin, and he didn't benefit from it. He still played poorly, but their problems start when they can't run the ball. They just do.
He had that one big play, one big but that was a run, wasn't it, in the Wisconsin game?
I can't remember. It's all a blur.
I think it was LaShawn Williams had it like
he had an 82-yard touchdown run. Yeah, that helped. That helped their rushing stance. But still, they did it. They dug a nice hole for him. But to me, this season hinges so much on the offensive line. I can say that every year, but this year, Mason Richmond's getting ready to be a 4-year starter at left tackle.
That's amazing.
Tons of starts. He started 39 games, and he's been okay. But he needs to be better. Someone needs to stand up and make second or first team All-Big Ten and lead the way. Let's have the offensive line lead the way and be as good as the defensive line for a change.
Boy, if they
it's
are.
It's time for that to happen.
If they are, we'll threaten for the
like
playoffs.
Like I said, I think that's the key to the season. That's what I wrote. And, you know, you worry about you're singling out a position, but I kind of am. But I also am saying, hey, you guys have a chance to really impact the season if you just play better. That's it. Play better than they have.
Yeah.
Because wouldn't you agree the offensive line has been very average to mediocre?
At times worse. You might be being generous.
Yeah. So it's not just me picking on them.
Not at all.
I wouldn't either. They're big. Have you ever seen the Iowa offensive linemen?
Yeah.
They're big guys.
We had a chance at one of the Swarm things to talk with Jack Dotsler and Cade Pieper, who are two of the backup.
One's from Wisconsin, the other's from Nebraska,
uh-huh.
I believe.
Yeah.
Big guys.
And they're real nice guys.
They represent the future.
They do, and they're both backups right now.
I think Dotsler's the backup at left tackle, isn't
he? Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think he'll be their eventual left tackle. So, yeah, like I said, I don't mean to pick on the offensive line, but there's a lot riding on what they do. And with McNamara, it was just unfortunate that he didn't really get to do much this spring. That's just a lost opportunity.
It is. And it's just too bad he has never been healthy since at Iowa.
Well, he hasn't really been healthy since the 21 season.
No.
He got hurt early in the 22 season after he lost his starting position, and it's just been he's gone.
It's been a struggle.
Yeah, it's gone. So, like I said, Iowa's taking a chance. We've mentioned that before. They're taking a big chance with him.
Well, I hope that we get a chance to see a healthy Cade, because if so, it'd be nice. A big difference.
It'd be nice. I would think it would help to make a difference, but it's not going to matter a ton, I don't think, if they can't run the ball.
I agree.
I mean, if they can't run the ball consistently, if they end up having another one of these years where they average between like 95 and 120, it's just I don't see them threatening with any type of chance to be a contender, an elite contender. I mean, at this stage with Kirk, isn't all that's left is to try to climb to elite status?
And make it into
that's
the playoffs.
Really the playoffs and make a serious run and matter.
Yeah.
That's really all that's left. I'm not knocking the other bowls and whatever, but aren't you getting bored with Outback?
Yes. Yeah. We've been to all of those, almost all of those.
Music City
there.
Was great one time.
I would love to go to Music City again, but if we do, then it means we haven't had a very good year.
If you get to Music City, you're not having a good year, and there's a lot of unhappy people. And so, but no, the longer you stay at a place like Iowa, the higher the bar goes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not much left for Kirk to accomplish, and it's been 20 years since they won a Big Ten title.
But making it into the playoffs
would certainly be that would count as a great anytime Iowa finishes a season ranked 12th or higher, that's a great season.
Yes.
So yeah, there is a chance, but I don't see them being a playoff contender next year if they can't run the ball.
No, definitely not.
And if they can't run the ball, yes, you can blame it on teams has no respect on their passing game, so they load the box. How many times have I watched Wisconsin over the years with a loaded box still run the ball? I get tired of that excuse. Yeah. I know it matters, but after a while, figure it out.
Yeah.
There's lots of teams that have the box loaded against them and still run.
Hello.
Good morning. Hey, do we know at all, guys, if there's any new bowls that open up bringing the Pac-12 in with us?
I don't know if those have all been decided yet or not, but yeah, it does open up some possibilities, I think. You bet.
Yeah, it'd be nice to go somewhere different one time than, you know, like you were saying, than what we're used to every season.
I
didn't know if there was anything that was like written in concrete already that, you know, the bowls that would be opportunities for the new Big Ten.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what the present status is.
No, I mean, the Holiday Bowl would be great. I think people really like going out to
it. It would be, but it wouldn't signify a good season by the elite standards.
No, that's true.
But no, San Diego was a great trip.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. I've been listening all morning. Great interview with our newest talk. I mean, she's going to, you know, I hope that she doesn't feel a lot of pressure coming in. I think she's going to do wonders for the program. It'd be really cool to see, you know. I think we're going to be competitive this year again.
Yeah, no, she seems like I think being older will help her handle the pressure, too.
Yes, I do, too.
Yeah, she's not coming out of high school. She's a young lady now. I think she'll be able to handle the pressure. And I think people are smart enough to realize she can't just do this by herself. She's not going to come in and average 30 and 10.
No, there's five new faces coming into this team this year, and we lost four huge.
But even more so important players than them, though, are Feuerbach and Alfalter and McGee. Mm-hmm. The present ones have to get better.
Yeah, true.
Well, you know, no matter win or lose, always a hot guy.
There you go. All right.
Amen, friend.
Absolutely. Win or lose, Captain, are you always a Hawkeye, win or lose?
I am.
All right. How about Notre Dame?
I don't have any.
You hate Notre Dame, don't you, Sugar?
I don't hate them.
Not like I used to.
I mean...
I remember telling my dad, man, there's a lot of people up in Iowa City that hate Notre Dame after I moved here. You know what my dad said?
What?
Tell them to go to hell. That's what he said. That is exactly what he said. Tell them to go to hell.
I tried programming it once, and
it did not.
Did not fly.
Well, I could see that now. What's next, Iowa State? You're going to start doing Iowa State
games? Oh, they wanted us to.
They would pay us to.
That would be hilarious. Could you imagine? No. You'd have people out in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Oh,
digging potholes.
They'd burn this place down if we.
When you say they,
Iowa
who's
State.
They?
I was Learfield.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean,
no.
I'm sure you'd have some listeners.
But
probably not many.
Probably.
And there'd probably be some Hawkeye fans listening just out of just anger and hate.
You son of a bitches.
Money grubbing.
Yeah. I'll listen to Todd from now on.
Well, he'd be long off the air by then.
So the question is, do you think we would lose more advertisers than we gained by carrying the cycle?
I'm guessing you'd probably lose more eventually.
I would guess that it would be a losing proposition.
Well, I think
us.
We'd lose. It just, it's, I don't know that we'd lose advertisers as much as it's just not the station.
No.
You
no.
can't be one.
Well, we're in Iowa. We're in Iowa City.
Yeah. So, I mean, and we can't be, locals love us and everything.
And I'm going to speak for you. In a sports way, you hate Iowa State, don't you, for the most part, in sports wise?
I don't, certainly don't pull for them.
There you go. That's
very seldom.
Hate's too strong?
And to me, they're almost more irrelevant to me than.
So you're dismissing them?
I just don't care. Okay. I mean, they're not my team.
Hate or don't care?
Well, I don't hate them. I mean, there's kids going. I don't hate them.
Well, sports hate.
I bet
Bud hated them.
Yes. Yes, he did. And he hated the guy in the red hat.
I remember I wrote a story on the TV timeout guy. I call him the Ohio State guy. When I was at the Press Citizen, I wrote a story on about that guy just on how much he was hated. People didn't understand he had nothing to do with it. He was just.
Yeah, Bud would just get off the field. You know, he's just screaming like a madman.
Did you try to explain to him what was happening?
Huh? Yeah, well,
but he
once,
didn't care.
But no, and it was entertaining to me.
Okay, I could see that. Yeah, now they got the 2-minute warning. It's more stoppage. I've never been a fan of the. I hated watching NFL games.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I've just never been a fan. I just don't. I guess I understand what it is. But now college has the 2-minute warning, and so that's just more. You do that on a Fox with all the Fox television timeouts. Think about that.
And I just dread the full media timeout.
Well, especially on Fox, aren't they a minute longer? Fox is 4.
I think
the others are 3.
Yeah, everybody else is 3, and Fox is 4.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Especially for those people crammed in their seats in the stadium. I mean, I know Iowa tries to. They play video and promotions and stuff during. Yeah. During those, but
for me, it's almost worse at home because I abhor 8 minutes or 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, but see, I go and do something. I just go and
usually the commercials are 30 seconds. And so you got eight
of them.
Eight commercials.
And then you probably have a promo and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It wears me out.
Goes on forever. Now you're going to have the 2-minute warning. And so it'll be interesting to see how much that plays into things. I mean, it will.
And at least when you're at the game, there's something generally going on.
Well, now there is, yes.
Yeah.
Remember in the old days?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they entertain you on the Jumbotron,
they do.
They do promotions on the field, and they honor people. There is ways to promote and kind of kill
them.
And
those. That makes it a little more interesting,
a little more bearable,
I was thinking of this the other day. Do you realize how many one-topping medium pizzas Caitlin Clark could have racked up shooting from half court?
Yeah, she would have won a lot of them.
Yeah.
Now she can afford large pizzas.
What a ridiculous.
Now what? Don't they get some tuition or something now if they make one?
Yeah, now they get something.
But it was wasn't really a slice of pizza or a full pizza?
It was a full,
medium one-topping pizza.
If you made a shot from half court.
Yeah. Yes, a medium that costs like $6.99. How ridiculous. Hello?
Would you say, Pat, that the wheels have fallen off the softball team?
I'm not an expert enough to say that. They're obviously struggling. What's their record now?
Oh, I think they've lost 9 or 10 in a row.
Oh, it's that many in a row? I thought they won. Okay, like I said, I know I haven't posted as much as I have recently because it's when they lose, it doesn't drive any traffic. I mean, yeah, that ain't good, but I thought last year they made some progress, but they still weren't a big factor. I mean, they still didn't, they didn't make the NCAA tournament, and they were close. They played in that other one, but yeah, I did not realize they've lost 9 or 10 in a row. That ain't good.
Yeah, they're 4-11 in the conference, and they're hosting the Big Ten tournament, and they might not even be in it.
Well, they're not. Well, they're not going to be in it if they're in 12th place right now. I think it's the top 8 teams, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe.
And there's still, you know, a lot of season left, but yeah, I did not realize that they were in this much of a free fall.
Well, I like watching. I get ESPN Plus for free with my Verizon. Yesterday, I heard two players from different teams that transferred from Iowa.
Well, yeah, they lost the Denali Locker. Remember her? She went to Louisiana. That was a big loss.
Did they lose one to Arkansas? Because I was watching Arkansas-Alabama yesterday, and I think
they may have. They may have, yeah. But I know the one I do know for sure is Denali Locker is playing for Louisiana's a really good program, too. So yeah, no, this is a tough stretch for them. I mean, they got to get things figured out. I mean, Renee's been here long enough now. This is, what, her fourth, fifth year at least?
I would say so.
Yeah.
Fourth.
So. Yeah.
All right, I just wonder. I thought the Big Ten women's softball team tournament took 12 teams.
Is it 12? I'll have to look. Like I said, I'm not.
Well, if that's true, that's great because they really need to make that field.
But to me, though, if you take 12, why not just take 14? I mean,
I agree.
I mean, I don't get that, but
because that would be a real shame to host a tournament and not be in it.
That would not be a good look.
No.
That would be tough. So let's hope that they can get things going. But what did he say, 9 or 10 losses in a row?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I just was not aware that. And this is, to me.
Because at one point they were right around.
Well, they were 4, you know, they were.
The 500 mark.
They were, you're right.
So that is unfortunate. And I sure hope that they can. Put together enough wins to at least make the field.
Yeah, because it's a great event when you get to host it.
So that'd be fun. I think if we're in town.
Oh, I could see a lot of people coming
out. Yeah,
but they got to get going though. The season's going to be over before you know it. I mean, they're more than halfway through. What they played, they got 3 more series left. Baseball has 3 more series left. Isn't it Nebraska, Northwestern, and because don't they play 24 conference games? And they've played 5.
We have got, let's see, we just finished. Yes, we got Nebraska, Northwestern, and Illinois left.
Yeah, just 3 series left. And then baseball's over. And baseball's now playing well. They've won 4 in a row. I mean, it's been a struggle for them. They were 6-6 coming into this Rutgers series, and they needed to sweep, and they did.
Well, Saturday, they looked good. Put 15 runs up.
Offense didn't look great yesterday, but they got what they needed. And when Brody is like he was yesterday, he's almost unhittable.
Do we got a call or? Oh, no, that's business.
Business.
Yeah.
Hunter's out there wheeling.
Hunter's out working his butt off for you.
Making some jack for you, Hunter.
Well, I hope so. That's what he's here for.
That's the expectation, right?
Yeah.
Making jack for the captain. Captain Jack. Happy Jack. Yeah. I like that song by The Who.
Yeah.
Happy Jack?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite Who songs.
Okay.
How about Going Mobile?
I like Going Mobile.
I love Going Mobile. Yeah. What were you going to say? You said okay.
Yeah, Captain. Jack is fine.
Okay.
It's okay. Not great.
No, nothing by The Who I would say is great. Yeah. I'm not a big Who fan.
No, not really.
Never have been a big Who fan. And I've never been a big Pete Townsend. But I do love the album Empty Glass. And it came out 44 years ago the other day because I saw it on my Twitter thing.
Pete Townsend's My Love Opened the Door.
I love that. That's on Empty Glass.
Yeah. A great song.
Yeah, there's some great songs on that. There's not a bad song on that album. No, it was a big time hit.
Yeah.
See, I thought that was a Mondegreen for me. I thought it was Let Milo Open the Door. And I said, what a stupid.
You wondering who Milo was?
That's like the song Alive and Kicking.
Uh huh.
And I it sounded to me when I first heard it like, I like fried chicken.
I like fried chicken.
And what's that weird song by those two brothers that look alike? That like L Bop or whatever, or
M-bop. M-bop.
Yeah. What was that all about? You were playing that the other day.
I have no idea.
I wasn't playing
it. It was on here, though. I had to turn it off.
Yeah, I wasn't playing
it.
I have no idea, but I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
And it was playing. It was representing Suitor when it was on.
It was a hit.
It was a hit. I hear it.
I don't play it.
Blah, blah, blah.
I have no idea what it was about.
M-bop. What is
it? I don't know what they were singing. Isn't that a hamburger joint? But I liked it.
Isn't that a hamburger joint?
What?
M-bop.
No.
No, but it's Bebops.
Oh, okay. Bebops.
Yeah. Isn't there one on the way to the Des Moines airport?
I believe there is, or? And I think there is one out in West Des Moines, maybe. We don't have one here.
Yeah, no. I don't like the Hansons.
Well, I don't. I mean, that song was ridiculous, but somebody liked it.
I did.
Yeah,
I
mean, he did.
Suter did.
Ann liked it.
Yeah, so, I mean, it made them a lot of money.
I got Matthew Wilder in here, too.
Ready to go?
Yeah, sure.
What is going to be? Do you know what the next first song is once we break? Is it already in?
Yeah, no, sorry. I can put it in.
Okay, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Are you going to put in Mbop?
No.
How about Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, since we just had...
Lucia.
Yeah.
It's not in format.
Yeah.
Elton John doesn't fit your format? He's not popular enough?
No, he hasn't had enough hits yet. No, he's You're... in there. Elton John, well, Lucy in the Sky is.
That one's not in there?
Too dated.
You could play Bruno Mars in honor of...
Yeah.
Because you guys both love Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
I've heard you talk highly of him.
He's an excellent performer.
And you've called me an idiot for not embracing him.
He's had some really good songs, too.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Peter Pumpkinhead, bud. Because he's been talking about Pumpkin Man or whatever.
Yeah. What's Peter Pumpkinhead?
That'd be a good one. I like that, too.
What is it?
Peter Pumpkinhead is the crash test dummies.
Yeah.
I like that, too.
Good for you.
Anyway, hey, that was a great interview.
Well, thank you.
I'm glad you liked it. I thought she was great.
Yeah, we enjoyed it.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun again.
There you go.
I'm going to tell you one thing, though. I am not going to play that game where you pick what the record was. Because I'm like your wife, Suter. Hey, my team is my team, and that's it. I'm going to go for them. But when she said 250 moolah, whatever, I go, I'll break down and play. And then I jinxed them.
Okay.
All right.
No, I ain't playing. Go Hawks.
Okay, right. Go Hawks.
Always appreciate your call.
That we can agree with.
That guy has a good time.
Yeah, good for him.
He seems to have...
Yeah. He's happy.
He's happy.
Yeah.
He calls dun, here and dun, dun, spreads dun, his happiness.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Copyright.
No words.
Oh, that's right.
Well, you can copyright music.
Yes, you can.
We can talk about music. We just can't sing anything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we've been doing a lot of talking about music today. That guy, I don't know who's. So he said there's a song, Peter Pumpkinhead, by the Crash Test Dummies.
Yes.
I have their greatest hits, but
XTC did it first.
Oh, I love XTC. I'm not a big Crash Test Dummies. They had that annoying song.
Yeah.
Where there's like they're saying,
we don't play that.
That's painful.
But we do play.
That's the only one I remember by them.
We play a couple
though.
Of them.
No. Weren't they at the Angler last year?
Yeah.
I think they were. I think I do remember that.
I didn't go.
Hello.
Hunter says they were great.
You there?
Yeah.
Did you ever? You had Caitlin Clark on before, didn't you?
Yes.
I had her on twice, I think.
Okay. When you asked her about who she'd fill Kinnick with, and
yes.
Who was it?
We can't remember.
We thought it was Drake,
but not
100% for
sure.
Not 100% certain.
Somewhere on YouTube is. The interview.
It was it was back in 22 or 23. Because remember, she didn't do any local interviews the last year outside of post game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
no, that's a mystery. None of us can remember.
Just don't remember.
And none of us has the enthusiasm to go back and look.
No, definitely don't have that enthusiasm.
Okay, I'll throw this out there, but I think I kind of remember it.
Well, if you find it somewhere, let us know.
Well, I think it was Morgan Wallen, wasn't it?
No.
I don't know.
Somebody picked Morgan Wallen.
Actually, I did see her the other day when they were interviewing in one of the minutes. Luke Combs had reached out to her, and she referred to Luke Combs as her favorite performer. So maybe it was him, but how big was he two years? Was he?
It was big.
He was big then? Yeah. She may have said Luke Combs, but remember, she also said... She also referred to a song by somebody else as her favorite. A Taylor Swift song is one of her favorite songs.
But she didn't say Taylor.
I think she may have said Luke Combs.
Well, that's possible.
I'm pretty sure I was listening, and and you asked her, and I'm pretty sure she said Morgan Wallen.
Okay, maybe it's changed.
And because before that, when he had the incident with the racial deal, and you guys were making light of that, and or not light
of it. Making light of it.
No, but didn't like it.
No, I'm not light of it. You were bringing it up. Fair enough. It kind of just stuck with me because then she came out with that.
This interview from just the other day, she said Luke Combs. Now, she may have been saying that because he had just sent her, but the fact that he was set up to do that, obviously he means a lot to her. Doesn't Morgan Wallen have another issue going on right now?
Yeah,
he threw a chair off of a bar. And it missed a cop by like 3 feet?
Yeah. Not even that much.
He did apologize, but okay. Well, thanks for bringing that back.
Morgan Wallen may have been her choice, but I can't remember.
Yeah, he's got a bad alcohol problem.
Does he?
Yeah.
He apologized.
He could keep.
That seems like the kind of thing you would do in an alcohol fit of rage. And he's lucky that thing didn't. That could have killed someone.
I've had my share of drinks, and I have never thrown a chair.
I mean,
not even close.
More 99% of the time with me, but there's been a few times where I've done, really? I did that? You know, the next day. I mean, nothing's like it didn't kill anyone or anything, but I'm just saying, but for the most part, though, I get tired and hungry and go to sleep.
Yeah.
Alcohol. It's like a sedative.
Well, then he would have fallen off the road.
Yeah, I would have just fallen off asleep.
Yeah, Morgan Wallen's got some problems.
Yeah.
But he must be pretty good because people like him.
So is he country?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, when he dropped the racial slur, that's when his albums and records started skyrocketing.
So. Joy is just isn't
seriously.
That, isn't
seriously.
That spectacular?
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Before that, he was in the middle of the pack. Basically, he'd get a top 20 or a top 30. This was, he dropped the racial slur, and within the week, he was number one.
You think he did it purposely?
No, I think he's...
Just who he is?
Yeah, who he is. And drunk. I think he was drinking then, too. So, he's got a problem.
What about the Chug-a-Lug song?
What, Roger Miller?
You play that sometimes when callers call in.
Not anymore.
Why don't you do it anymore?
YouTube.
Oh, you can't even do that?
You can't do nothing.
YouTube.
You know, they changed the whole rules. I gave them, I went through 3 months or 4 months of sending them all of our damn ASCAP and BMI and everything, the contracts. They accepted it. They let us do it for how long? For like 5 years. And then all of a sudden, one day, you can't do it anymore. I mean, one day.
Wow. YouTube takes the fun out of life.
They did.
They really do.
Yeah.
But no, it's already 10. I didn't realize it was this late. Those 40 minutes just went fast. I'm not sure why.
Because we're yapping.
Yeah.
Got a few calls, a little Morgan Wallen talk. Hey, Miley.
Yeah, I've never listened to Morgan. I hadn't listened to Luke Combs until we got together with Tracy Chapman. I mean... That was cool, though.
He's a really good country artist.
Yeah.
I just don't listen to country music.
Yeah. You know. And it was really cool
that he reached out to Caitlin. I mean, they had him on some video screen, and he was sending her congratulations, and when it was over, she's like, he's my favorite artist or whatever. She said that. But that's obviously probably something pretty fitting to say then.
Yeah, and
then
she goes home and then cranks Uma Guma.
Oh, wouldn't that be great if I found that? I'll have to find out from her.
She's a huge
Floyd fan.
Yeah. What do you think of Roger Waters?
Well, I'm a huge Floyd fan, and I think he's an idiot.
Hello.
Tim McGraw, a couple of concerts ago, wore
I saw
Park,
that.
Indiana Fever.
I did see that. Yep, I saw that.
Thanks.
I'm in Tim McGraw's country, too, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never heard. Would he Phil Kinnick?
No.
With Morgan Wallen?
Yes.
And Blake Shelton.
Bruno Mars?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Roger Waters?
No.
No.
There'd be some people there, though. Yeah. He may not fill it, but...
Yeah, Maury Wall would be on top of the Jumbotron throwing crap.
No, what I think would be funny, if Roger Waters, all of a sudden, there's like 40,000 people, that, but then halfway through, half have left because he's told them all to F off.
No, he just, and they, he just, they turn on him and rush the field.
Well, he's reading, you know. Somebody tweeted a picture of him on the subway the other day, and he was glaring right. My guess is the guy took the picture, and then right afterwards, Roger Waters was like, what the hell are you doing? Because he looked like he was ready to lash out this guy, not wanting his picture taken. Which, I, you know, I mean, if you're a celebrity, don't you have to kind of be prepared for that?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't get fighting.
You don't
stuff.
Always have to like it.
You don't have to. No, I get you, but it's part of being a celebrity.
I mean, I will bet Caitlin's fed up with it by now.
Yeah, and it's just starting.
And you know, it'll, Taylor Swift.
It
is,
will calm down a little bit with, you know, I mean,
I would think so.
I mean, right now she's at the peak of everything, and I think at some point there'll be a sense of normalcy, and they'll start playing hoops again. But it's going to be interesting to see what the television ratings are for these games. I'm more interested in that than I am the how many seats are filled. I think the television, because that's where the money's going to be for the WNBA. That's where the real serious money will be.
Yep.
And we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Well, let's.
You're fooling yourself, right? I heard you play that when I came in.
Yeah, I like that song.
Is that Sticks?
Sticks. Yeah. Was that off the Grand Illusion album?
Yes.
I thought Styx was a pretty good band.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that.
I never bought any of their stuff. But.
Grand Illusion, have that album. Come Sail Away.
We had a Styx and Stones block party going on KFMH.
Kind of clever. Yeah,
I like it. Like
play on words.
Yeah.
You guys were thinking.
I like it. Yeah.
You were thinking. You were trying
I was thinking them.
You were trying to please
them.
Your listeners.
At that time.
Yeah. What was that, in the 70s?
Yeah.
Styx got really popular in the late 80s. 70s, right? Early 80s?
Yeah.
They lost me completely with Mr. Roboto. I was
that was ridiculous.
That was just one of the worst songs ever.
Well, right. That's why he left.
Dennis DeYoung?
Yeah.
Yeah, that song was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I do not disagree.
And I know you guys disagree, but I thought the same thing with Money for Nothing by Dire Straits. I hated that song.
It didn't do much for me.
8 minutes. Great song.
And they made a lot of money on it.
Yeah.
Sultans of Swing, I really like.
We had to edit the lyrics.
Sultans might be one of my top 10 favorite songs of all
time. Great song. Great song.
Great song. I could listen to it at any time. Same with Making Movies, Romeo and Juliet, Tunnel of Love.
Romeo and Juliet's a great song.
Great song. The live version's incredible on the album.
We edited the Money for Nothing.
I never saw him. Never saw Dire Straits.
Yeah. Took out the
homosexual wrestler. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With the earrings and the makeup. Yeah.
Did you ever see him?
No.
Yeah, I got called on that. I played it one morning and got called on it. But you ruined the whole.
Shut up.
Yeah,
people complain about anything.
Yeah. You ruined that song.
Sorry.
So I took out the slur.
Sorry, Mr. McCartney.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, hey, did you guys check out, they released the 2024 Hall of Fame inductees?
Yeah.
Oh, you already?
Oh, I haven't heard.
No, we haven't on this thing, but.
Well, I know Peter Frampton, but Foreigner, I wonder if Lou Gramm, I mean, there's only one alive, isn't there?
I don't know.
I don't know.
They really are Foreigner.
I hope he shows, but. All right, guys.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't realize they had released it.
No, I haven't heard.
Okay. Cher is on it.
Okay.
And I think she should.
She deserves.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I used to think she was hot in her day.
She was.
24 nominees.
Did he say Frampton got in?
Yes.
I'm surprised it took.
I'm
not a fan of Peter Frampton, but I am surprised it took this long, aren't you?
Yes. I would have assumed he
Ozzy
was
Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy should be in.
Should be in. I'm not a fan, but he should be in.
Mary J. Blige.
Not a rock star. Not a rocker.
No.
Should not be in.
Dave Matthews didn't get in. No, yeah, they did get in. Kool and the Gang. A Tribe Called Quest.
Don't know that.
Yeah.
So just now Kool and the Gang got in? I figured they would have been in a long time ago. Man, I'm losing my voice.
swallowed down the wrong pipe.
F. Frampton should be in.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess, but I didn't like him.
Yeah, no, but there's a lot in there that
I
don't like.
Yeah, exactly.
You got against Frampton.
I didn't like
I just didn't like his music.
Didn't like his
Is
music.
Cyndi Lauper in?
I don't know.
Madonna's in, obviously, so I would think Cyndi Lauper would be in.
Well, she should be.
I actually like Cyndi Lauper more than Madonna.
Oh, me too.
Me too.
I just like her music more.
Yeah, me too.
And doesn't she do that thing for psoriasis?
Yeah.
The heartache of psoriasis.
The heartbreak.
Heartbreak. Her elbows are cleared now.
The heartbreak of psoriasis.
Remember she did that Girls Just Want to Have Fun video with Lou Albano? Wasn't that his name? The big former all-star wrestler? Do you remember that video?
Yeah.
God, that was like 40 years ago.
God, that's hard to believe,
I would think she would be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, isn't Cyndi
Lauper... Lou Ferrigno, you
she's
mean?
Not.
No, she's not in the Hall... Wow.
No.
See, I don't get that. I mean, hell, they didn't put Linda Ronstadt in.
But she hasn't got.
They didn't put Linda Ronstadt in until just a few years ago. I mean, to me, she should have been in.
She was huge, yeah.
Years ago.
There are people, critics. One guy from the Rolling Stone said I hated everything about Taylor Swift, her music. Their persona, everything until this new album came out.
You mean one that just dropped?
Yeah. He said this is a work of absolute art.
I haven't heard a note yet.
And we're playing one of the songs, and it's...
Well, why don't you put that on when we're done? Have that be our first one.
Okay. It's different.
So Scoots can hear it.
Well, Scoots isn't the only one.
Yeah, I want to request a song. How come I don't get to request a song?
Because it's never in format.
I've been able to. Molly and I have made it work.
What?
The other day she did Ace Frehley Back in the New York Groove. Yeah. She's done Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
There's been some other ones that I've. I can play your game.
What's a game?
I can fit this. What do you guys call it? Your.
Format,
yeah, I can find a way to fit.
What do you guys call it?
I can find a way to fit in your format. I mean, not everything's Dark Side of the Moon and Led Zeppelin 4.
This is true.
But again, before we sign off, assuming we are going to sign off at some point, the show will end, won't it?
Yes.
We are going to have Fran on tentatively right now at 10 o'clock on Wednesday.
Oh, cool.
If anything changes, I'll let you know. So I look forward to that.
Yeah, Fran's always a good interview.
Yeah, and there's been a lot going on with stuff on and off the court. So, yeah, we will get that. Again, thanks again to Lucy Olson. I appreciate her coming on.
Yeah, Lucy
was obviously
great.
She's very busy. What'd she say? She flew a plane today at 6 in the morning?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I appreciate her coming on. And that was a lot of fun, and I think Iowa fans are going to really enjoy her. So what are you going to play?
I'll play the new Taylor Swift.
Okay, great. All right. Well, yes, thanks to Lucy Olson for joining us. And thanks for everybody for listening. Molly Suter is next. HawkFanatic.com. Check it out. It's free. Doubt.